Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Yes, it is raining, and yes, it's going to be with us throughout the evening and the overnight and right through tomorrow. I've got an email here from former State Senator Amanda Chase. And I am trying to figure out why she is running for state senate in my state senate district, right? And what I am trying to figure out is anybody supporting her. Now, you know, I've had a very good relationship with Amanda Chase. And she's moved. I read that. She sent that out a while ago after she lost the race for her state senate seat in Chesterfield County. She moved. I think she moved to Louisa. Not entirely sure. But one of the things I'm trying to figure out, why are you running for state senate right away in an area that you have just moved to? And how's that going to work? Now, her email, I'm going to share it with you. If you're not on her mailing list, you should be. I mean, she covers a lot of good stuff, and I think there's a lot of great information. But she says, well, you know, I'm a proven state senator. I've been a state senator for a long time, and I'm going to, quote, keep our district rural and our economy strong. Okay, well, those are all good things. All good things. But I do wonder about the connection to the district. And that's what I would ask you. If you're in District 10, where I am, are you going to give your support to someone who just moved into the district? Even if they're right on the issues. Or are you going to be looking for somebody who has had time in the district? Somebody who is, you know, a Hanoverian, as an example. State Senate District 10 is Hanover. And that, I think, has to be pretty high up on the list when we're looking at somebody to replace John McGuire. Now, it's also Goochland. And those are the real, well, those are the population centers, really, Hanover and Goochland. That being the case, I am trying to figure out if you are going to be looking for someone who has spent more time in the district, who has, I don't know, maybe even grown up in Hanover. I mean, I didn't grow up in Hanover, but I've been here a while, and this is my home, and love it, and all that other good stuff. And I know there are people out in Goochland who have been there forever. I just don't know that Amanda Chase is going to get a lot of rock-solid support from people who look at this area as home and you know what, are not necessarily thrilled with people who move here. I mean, that is the reality. What I tell you about Hanover all the time, it is perfect and it's all filled up. We got no room. Oh, she moved to Appomattox. Okay, fair enough. Appomattox. I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting. I do not believe for a second that she is going to be the only person who seeks that seat. I'm willing to bet as much money as you've got in your pocket that there are going to be people coming out who have a base in Goochland or have a base in Hanover. We'll see. But do me a favor. If you're in my district and you're looking at that, hit me up on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, would you? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Are you going to be inclined to vote for Amanda Chase, who has just moved to the district, or are you going to be looking at somebody who maybe has got a little more experience in the district, who has been here a while? I personally would be thrilled if we're talking about people relocating for the purpose of running. I used to have a great senator in Siobhan Donovan. I mean, Hanover loved Siobhan Donovan. In fact, if you go back and look at the elections, it was always our piece of Hanover that made sure Siobhan Donovan was the state senator. It wasn't Henrico necessarily. She would be welcomed here. But again, people would look at it and say, well, yeah, but you just got here. You just moved here. And you moved for the purpose of running for a seat. So it is really going to be fascinating, in my opinion, to see how it goes. But you'll have to shoot me a note. Again, Chronic Care of Richmond text line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And you can give me some sense if you would be inclined to support former State Senator Amanda Chase, as she's now apparently running for the District 10 State Senate seat, which includes Hanover and Goochland and a bunch of places where she has not lived. So we'll examine that as we get close and closer. I think it's going to be in December, right? Because we've got the presidential election, and at that presidential election, we're going to elect John McGuire, my current state senator, as our new member of Congress. So once he wins that, I am assuming, and I don't know, but I'm assuming that as soon as he wins that, then he'll tender his resignation from the Virginia State Senate, and then Governor Youngkin is going to have to call a special election to fill that seat. And that's why people are now doing everything possible to sort of move their pieces around on the board to get in the best position to seek the seat. It's something that unfortunately will fly under the radar for a lot of people, right? People don't necessarily pay as much attention to the House of Delegates or the State Senate as they should. You know, we're looking at Virginia. We had all these eyes from outside of Virginia focused on us when we just had our state house and state senate elections, right? All of a sudden we had people parachuting in from all over the country paying attention. And Governor Youngkin was out in front trying to get the right stuff done, you know, hold the House, flip the Senate. And it didn't work out that way, but it was not a gigantic failure. I mean, it's been painted that way, which is really sad. You take a look at the total margin. We're talking about a handful of votes in each case. And I will say this. Had the national Republicans come in and spent a couple of dollars, expended some energy, we would have done exactly that. We would have held the House and flipped the Senate, and we'd be in a very different situation. All right, I will get off my soapbox, I remind you, but I'm going to get back on it. October the 16th, Politics and Pints, the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. I know you're coming out for me and you're coming out for John Reed, which is great. But we got our buddy Brian Kilmeade who's coming in again. Dana Lash is coming in for the first time ever. And Gutman shows up. What can I tell you? There's nothing I can do about it. You know, he's nuts and advancing all sorts of outrageous ideas. But
getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also, accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
But you're going to have the pints part of it to blunt the Gutman part of it. You know, the four of us will have an intelligent discussion about the issues, and then Howard will scream and carry on like a lunatic, and that will be your cue to take another sip from your pint. It will sell out. It sells out every single time. It's the eighth time that we're doing it. Every time it's been a sellout. We don't sell tickets at the door. We don't give tickets away as a prize. You've got to go and get them yourself online at WRVA.com. WRVA.com. And I do want to thank my friends at Chronic Care of Richmond, because once again, they're presenting Politics and Pints. You know, I love Dr. Snyder and his wife. Brian and Janine are great people, and they're friends, and I value their friendship. And I am so appreciative to them for being the presenting sponsor for Politics and Pints. Were it not for them, we wouldn't be doing it. Same thing with our text line. Were it not for Chronic Care of Richmond, we wouldn't have the text line available to you at 833-804-1140. Guess who is getting the blame for the attempted assassination of President Trump? I'll let you hear that in just a moment. Craig Peterson is going to be along at 4:35. We'll talk a little bit about staying safe online. It's getting tougher and tougher to do exactly that. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.